Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. So you guys got any advice for Al heading to Houston to take
When UCLA won it in 95 in Seattle, me and a bunch of my friends said, when's the next time we're going to be in this thing? Let's go. And we stayed up for 3 days, and it was completely worth it. Mason and I were working with Jeannie Zelasco.
Yep.
Jeannie and I stayed up all night Monday night, the night they won it. And do you remember the next day we had Jim Herrick on?
Jim Herrick,
and he
yes.
He fell asleep on
during
the air.
The interview.
He had been up all night.
He'd been up all night, so Herrick,
yeah,
he
I had just left him. We were on at 5, and I was with him at 4.
Yes, Jim, and, a question, and he'd be,
well, boys, it feels good.
No
but
way.
But you know what? Totally worth it.
Well, Tuesday's
very
show
memorable.
Might be interesting.
Yeah.
Because that could be the case.
So you're going. When are you leaving?
So I'm going to be like that on Saturday. Luckily, I won't have a mic in front of me. But
are you going in Friday or Saturday?
So I'm going to fly. I'm going to take a 11 p.m. flight on Friday.
Okay.
Lakers have Timberwolves on Friday, but it's a 5 p.m. tip-off.
Oh, right.
So I could finish and go straight from here to LAX.
Nice.
So you get in about 4:15 Central Time.
Yep.
4:15 a.m. Who cares?
Right.
And then I think the plan is, I haven't booked it yet, but I think the plan, there's like a 5:30 a.m. flight coming out on Tuesday.
Okay.
To LAX, landing at 7:30. The idea is maybe if they win Saturday, we already got the tickets tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Well, here's the other thing. If they lose Saturday,
yeah,
you can just sell your tickets to the team that won.
Yep,
that happens
exactly.
Every year at the Final
exactly.
Four.
Yeah.
And then you just come home on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you, but wait, you you're going to work. You're going to work the Laker game.
Oh, that's right. You got the Laker game.
How
that
about
night.
This? They play Lakers Rockets on Sunday in Houston.
Well,
oh yeah,
you
right.
Don't want to go watch UConn against FAU in the final.
Yeah.
If San Diego State
Sleep Sunday. Is it when are you leaving? Saturday?
I'm going to leave Friday night, 11 p.m.
Do you need somebody to drop you at the airport?
Emily will do it.
877-710-ESPN.
Sleet
needs a ride to the airport.
Mason is not offering.
No,
I
knew he was
at airport.
No.
Ride.
Emily's. No. We all have things that we get pleasure from that maybe other people don't.
You
she likes
such
giving
a good
people
person
to the
to
airport.
Do that.
No, she doesn't.
She likes giving people rides to the airport.
It's a very
good
generous
you,
thing
Em.
To do because it sucks. But and LAX
I took
is a
Lisa
mess
to the airport
right
yesterday.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it took forever. You know what we did? Here's the thing, Emily. Start doing this. Huge line for the departures. We just drove up to the arrivals, dropped her off there. She walked downstairs.
Arrivals is
saved
a spot,
us
yeah.
Half an hour.
We did that with my brother last week. Yeah.
So, Mace, you went to Bowling Green.
Once coached by Jim Larrañaga.
No kidding.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Right. He sucked for us. Now he's going to the Final Four twice.
Yeah,
Bowling
say,
Green has
places.
All these kind of weird, like, Urban Meyer coached there.
Wow,
Oral Hershiser went to Bowling
Rob
Green.
Rob Blake,
the team of the Kings, went to Bowling Green.
Won the national championship at Bowling Green. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like.
That's impressive.
Great hockey program.
For a weird Northern Ohio school, it's got a lot of significance
plus
to it.
Plus me.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, plus
clearly
me.
We probably should have started with that.
Yeah.
That should have been our opening offer.
But here's the thing about Usley is, and I'm very proud of you that you're going. This may never happen.
That's
again.
Why I was asking Mace. Yeah. Like, John, it's a Bruin. UCLA is going to go to the final. They went last year, right? They're going to go
they'll get there.
Fairly regularly
so the
as
year,
a blue blood.
The year I got married, okay, so 1999 was in the middle of Bob Toledo's 20-game winning streak.
Mm.
Back-to-back 10-2 seasons. They went, lost their first two, won 10 in a row. Won 10 in a row to start
the
99 season.
The hurricane.
And then Miami. Now, so we were getting married. We did get married on January 2nd.
Okay.
And I had two honeymoon plans. One was because I was working on the radio broadcast team for UCLA that year. And one of them was go.
For football?
Yeah. I was the sideline guy. Chris Robertson, Matt Stevens were up in the booth.
Okay.
And it was super fun.
Yeah.
And because they were winning every game.
Sure.
And Bob Toledo was calling video games.
Fantastic.
This is the Cade McNown team, right?
Yeah. And, but I mean, Freddie Mitchell would run a reverse and throw a pass.
Bob Toledo once named a play after us, the Mason in Ireland.
No way. And it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked. It was he lateraled to Deshaun Foster and he threw a pass.
He was a really fun guy to deal with.
And so like EA Sports hired Toledo to create plays for their game. I mean, it was like it was Camelot for UCLA football. So I had to make plans to A, follow UC, the national championship game that year was in the Fiesta Bowl.
Okay.
Be at the Fiesta Bowl or go to Cancun. And Lisa's like, this is what I'm marrying?
Yes, exactly.
Phoenix or Cancun?
Your life is going to be thrown into turbulence over meaningless sporting events. So if you don't want to do this, get out now.
Now, that was the year that the Hurricane game was delayed, was postponed.
Yeah,
and then they went back and played at the end of the year.
It was supposed to be early in the year.
Lost to Adrian James.
Go back and look this up. UCLA averaged that year 45 points a game on offense.
Wow.
And they lost that Miami game 51-45.
Yep.
And Edgerrin James ran for like 500 yards or something.
I remember that.
But so you got to go for it. So I'm glad you're going for
it.
Way
to go to sleep.
Yeah. That's what I said.
And I've got some, now that I'm going to be there when you're going to be there, I've got some ideas for you too. Okay. So we'll discuss.
I said to Al last week when they were, you know, once you're in the Sweet 16, it's two more games, you're in the Final Four. Right. And I said, you got to go.
And they can beat Florida Atlantic.
Of course
I mean, they may not. Florida Atlantic's good.
Sure.
But I would say it's a coin flip as to whether or not they make it to Monday.
You're not playing Duke. No. It's a 9 seed.
That's what kind of made this so interesting. Friday night, they're playing Alabama. Right. Number one ranked school in the entire tournament.
Yep.
When Friday night happened, and John, it happened while we're at, you know, doing the pregame action, all that stuff at the game. Once it happened, it's like, wait a minute. They have Creighton and FAU to get to the national championship.
Right. And they pull it. I think they can pull it up. Well, yesterday was so weird because the internet went out at Crypto.com Arena.
Weird.
And so, like, at one point, we had a guy sitting in front of us. It was a San Diego State grad in the stands. And Michael just at one point, the guy kept leaning over to look at our TV. Michael handed him his iPad.
No, wait a minute. The internet went out for everybody.
Then the internet.
Except you. You had it.
No. Then the internet went out, and the guy was holding a dead iPad.
Were you on the air?
Yes.
Oh.
We're calling the game. So we told the guy, hey, come up and stand behind us. Mm-hmm. And the end of that game took like half an hour. Yeah. They had like 20 reviews. And then
plus that was a very tough call at the end of the game.
Although
the call, you're talking about the foul.
It was a foul.
I never even thought it was.
It's a foul.
Because of what? The hand on the hip.
He had his arm hooked around his hips.
Well, you can't hit.
It was the hook. He didn't hit his arm.
No,
you can't hit a shooter in the air anywhere in his body. It'll throw you off.
Especially if you. He had jumped. When he jumped, he basically and that's kind of the funny thing. You're either one of two things. Either I hear people saying, and I hear a lot more people saying, it's a foul. What do you want them to do? He actually got fouled. And then you hear the other argument where it starts, well, you can't make that call in that situation.
It was a very physical game. They went to the free throw line, 17 times in the entire game. How do you make that call there?
It's like the Super Bowl, right? These referees are trained to, when they see it, they blow the whistle.
Right.
They throw the flag. You can't. I know that we'd like them to have total situational awareness at all times. But when I'm a referee and I see a guy with his hand around his hip, or if I see a guy pull a jersey, I'm throwing the flag and blowing the whistle. That's how it goes.
I'd love to hot take this thing, but I can't.
Yeah,
because I agree.
Okay, speaking of officials, what? Somebody tell me why this isn't a bigger deal? Okay, so maybe 3 weeks ago, very close game between Denver and Toronto. And it's a one-point game with 30 seconds left. And Scott Foster calls a foul on Scotty Barnes, the reigning rookie of the year.
Yep.
Scotty Barnes, not only has Scotty Barnes never been thrown out of a game, he's never gotten a technical foul.
Mm-hmm.
So Barnes complains about the call, and Foster doesn't give him one T.
Double T.
Gives
him out.
Two Ts and throws him out in a one-point game with 30 seconds left. And I thought, you can't do that to the best player on the Raptors with 30 seconds left in a one-point game against the best team in the NBA? What are we doing here? So then,
not even a warning. Double T, you're out of the game.
So last week at Crypto, Kawhi is dribbling down the lane, and he gets fouled, clearly. The officials miss it. He makes the shot, but he should have had an and one. And Kawhi turns around and just kind of looks at the ref and shakes his head like, what am I going to do to get a call? And the ref goes, technical foul on Kawhi. And then Terrence Mann. The fact that you guys don't know about this is even
stunning
to me.
I knew about it, but you're right.
Terrence Mann then looks at the ref and goes, You can't call an F and T on him. He doesn't talk. And the ref goes to
point.
The ref goes to Terrence Mann.
Double T, you're out. You're out.
In the second quarter. Terrence Mann, a good young player.
Sure.
Who literally said one thing, goes, you can't effing call that on him. He doesn't talk.
So, how about?
Okay, so then fast forward to yesterday.
Yeah, that's where he's going.
Yesterday, Nikola Vucevic is from USC, who's been in the league for like 15 years, really good center, gets called for a foul. He doesn't agree with the call. He turns to the ref and goes, that's a bad call, man. Technical foul on Vucevic. And Vucevic then turns and says something in Serbian. All right, which I'm pretty sure the ref can't understand.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't nice.
And Tony,
have a nice day.
Tony Brothers,
great weather.
The lead official from the other side of the court runs over to Vucevic and goes, "Double T, you're out." What are these officials doing?
So I have a question.
Except for Luca,
yeah,
they rescinded.
Luca, they took his tee off so he can play tonight.
Yeah, good. I'm glad they did. That's a stupid rule too.
I want to go back. Help me out here. Who was the guy? Was it Van Vliet that went to and lit that referee up?
Yeah, it was.
Right in the post game press conference.
Yeah, and he only got fined $25,000.
Got fined $25,000. But I was reading something that referee, whose name escapes me at the moment, basically was demoted after that. He was the lead referee. Basically, every assignment he had up until that point, he was the number one guy, right? Mm-hmm. Since then, he's been the number one guy one time in 15 games.
I've said this a million times. If I was officiating, you would have to put your hands on me to get a technical foul. And if you wouldn't shut up...
2 million times, by the way.
Yeah. If you wouldn't shut up, I would look at you and say, Mace, we're playing on.
Right.
If you keep talking, I'm going to give you a technical, and I don't want to, but if you don't shut up, I'm going to give you one. And then, if he keeps yapping, I'll give him one. There's not even close to a warning with these guys. Not Slee, not only on the first tee, but what's with the second tee?
Why doesn't the league get involved and say, guys, this is asinine.
Yeah, if
you
I'm the players' union, players it is out. Priority one. I love the NBA. It's my favorite sport. We're the only team in the league, and I can't even get Mason to do this. I got this idea from Phil Jackson.
Yeah, I hate
this idea. We're the only team that fouls people out, that takes people off the field. All right,
but not for ejections. You're talking about like too many fouls.
But
you guys get ejected.
My point I'm trying to make is, it's an entertainment product.
Sure.
Why are we removing players?
Why doesn't the league do something about it?
That's my question.
He says no fouling out.
I would do this. Phil Jackson's,
I'm all right with that.
I'm not.
Phil Jackson's idea is when you get your sixth foul, you can stay in the game, but every foul you get after that is two shots and the ball.
Yeah.
So it's incredibly punitive.
Sounds much more.
But that way, if Joel Embiid fouls out, I just paid $500 for a ticket. I get to see Joel Embiid. Anthony Davis had five fouls yesterday. He sat for the whole third quarter. If there was a no-foul-out rule, they would just leave him in.
Why don't you like that, Mace?
You know, I think there's a strategy that goes along with he's got three fouls, he's got to come out. He's got four fouls, he's got to come out.
But
think about what you just said.
He's got to come out, he's got to come out. Why are we setting up a system where you want a guy out?
Because there's some strategy involved. But I think the strategy is interesting.
Would there not still be the strategy if all of a sudden I know it's if Embiid gets another one, I'm getting two shots two and shots the ball? Like, that's part of the strategy,
too. That's very punitive.
But this thing that those three examples I gave you with these refs that are throwing players out of games who these players aren't like taking swings at people. They're not going into the stands. They're not kicking a ball into the upper deck.
Don't you think it's coming from the league, though?
Yes.
It's coming from the league to stop whining.
I have a theory.
Right.
And I want
it's the anti-whining approach.
I want to go to something that happened today in spring training, I think. Maybe you guys have saw it on Twitter. Somebody sent it to me in the middle
of the
show.
Not yet.
Okay. So the Phillies are playing. JT Realmuto is catching.
Okay.
All right. And this is something that you guys have seen a million times. The ball is fouled out or it hits the ground or something and the ball gets tossed into the dugout, right?
So right.
Catcher needs a new ball.
Sure.
The catcher, Realmuto's in his crouch and he kind of puts his glove over his shoulder like, put the ball in my glove, which we've seen 1,000 times, right? He's not looking at the umpire. He can't even see him. His back, the umpire's directly behind him. As the umpire's getting ready to set the ball in his glove, Realmuto takes his glove away. He had no idea that was about. Yeah. Just the umpire, it's just perfect timing.
And the ball hit the ground? The
ball hits the ground. He thumbs Realmuto, kicks him out.
No, what?
Kicks him out of the game. Like takes his mask off, points at him, and does the heave-ho, right?
Yeah. So Especially in a spring training game of all places.
Right. I think the point of
Get work.
I think the point of what you're describing in the NBA, John, what this is an example of in Major League Baseball, these guys have these egos. Mm-hmm. They have this thing where you're not going to embarrass me. You're not going to show me up. These are baseball things. In basketball, you're not going to have the chirping or whatever. It's ego. It's not just that it's dictated from the league. Because you're right. Why would you? Real Muto is one of the best players on the. Why are we kicking guys out because my feelings got hurt?
Trav, I'm going to say one thing on Mace. You mentioned, if there's one thing that I'll defend some of these referees, the NBA, there's so much whining.
Oh,
there's so much complaining.
Nobody ever committed
every single
a foul.
What if? But I'm not saying. Okay, hey, deserves a technical foul.
And
that
what would be wrong with me saying to you if you're whining a lot?
I wish there was more conversation,
Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
You've complained on the last five calls, all right?
Chances are he has.
If you continue, I'm giving you a T. Rather than giving you one T, and then if you say anything else, giving you another one. It just doesn't make any sense.
The players complain so much, but at the same time, there isn't this. You guys always mention this during the broadcast, that back in the day, there used to be more of a referee saying, are you really going to keep complaining about that? Yeah. Whatever it is, right? You really
shut
think
up,
that was
you
a
big baby.
Draw a red line. Draw a red line, say, look, line in the sand, shut up, I'm done with you.
But there could at least be a little bit more back and forth. I hate how the NBA players flop, and I hate how the NBA players complain. But that still should not justify, hey, you're throwing a player out, you're taking him out.
When I was doing the Lakers for those couple of seasons, I would sit right behind the baseline.
Right.
A couple of, and
right.
There was a Blake Griffin was playing for the Clippers at this point, and I forget who's getting into it, but they were kind of trading elbows and things like that. And Griffin at one point turned to the referee and goes, are you going to do something about this or do I have to do it myself? In other words, you need to blow the whistle or I'm going to smack this guy, was the implied threat.
Right.
And the referee takes the whistle out of his mouth and goes, shut up, Blake. And they ran back down to the other end. And they both kind of went, all right.
And Michael says that happened all the time when he played. That if you said something to the ref would say, I didn't see it. Shut up. Keep playing. There is no – and here's the other thing. Again, we get back to this is an entertainment product. Stopping the game for no reason to me is really stupid.
For extended periods of time.
It's really stupid. It's why I want to get rid of replay until the last 2 minutes of a game, because you can't trust these guys not to take 10 minutes.
But the last 2 minutes of the game are the longest part of the game.
45 minutes.
Right, but at least then the first 46 minutes we don't have to put up
with
it.
Yeah, right, true.
One last thing before we go. The replay thing that needs to be fixed more than anything. If you can't figure it out in 30 seconds with Clark on the floor,
we can
stands.
See it on TV. Yeah. Otherwise, call on the floor.
But sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're like, I don't know.
Call
stands.
But
you have a
ticking clock.
I don't know. Whatever was called on the floor, we're going with that.
Yeah.
That's to fix egregious mistakes, not to frame by frame by frame. Super Crosstalk. It's powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next. Go Aztec, Slee. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Bergman, you look, we didn't talk today like we normally.
It
you
felt
look
weird.
Like you're in a really bad mood. Are you in
really?
A really bad
mood? I didn't think
do you
that.
Know, he's got a really sour look on his
it
face.
Was,
what
it was
happening?
It was a hectic day today.
Yeah. So I'm right. You were.
I was frazzled.
So are you not?
Frazzled.
Okay,
frazzled.
So when I ever have like bad mornings, like hectic days, I'm glad to get here.
Yeah.
It's like if you're a player and your life is a mess, and when you get to play for 3 hours,
yeah,
it kind of takes you away from whatever it is that's bothering you. Do you feel that way?
So once I get into the show, yes.
You were going to say, I wish.
Yeah. I was going
you're
to.
You're going to have to deal with whatever it is you're dealing with throughout the show.
So usually I take my daughter to school on Monday, and I don't get in here until about 9:30 because it takes a long time.
Okay.
She got a 103-degree fever last night.
No.
103? That's scary.
No, it was very scary. She was like burning up, so I had to have her stay with me. So she's still at home with my neighbor watching her. And she's down.
Where's your ex? She's not available?
Not available. She's not allowed to be around her because my ex just had some kind of surgery.
Oh,
so she can't.
Yeah, she doesn't want to catch
She can't get sick.
Wow.
So my daughter has to be at home.
Well, then
and
you
then
are
late.
I totally understand.
Yeah,
this.
So then I had to get in late and then I had to do the blue review and then I had to fix stuff.
Oh, the blue review happened today.
Yeah, okay, but wait a minute. I think as a gift to you, we should send you home right now. Seriously.
No, I'm fine.
Seriously.
I can do the show.
Go. Jorge can do What's Up, Foo.
I'm good.
Give him the topics. And you
I'll just read off the paper. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get rid of me. That's all.
No, totally not. I do this with Doug Mann, our statistician. His wife's been under the weather, and I said, if you got to get out of here before the traffic gets bad, go. So I'll leave it up to you. If you want to, you're probably getting updates from your neighbor.
I'm getting updates from my neighbor and from Riley. So
okay. If and when Riley has a phone now.
Yeah, she has a phone. Yeah, she has a phone, and she texts
12,
me all the time.
Right? 13.
Yeah, she's 11.
Yeah, I think we that's when we got Jack a phone, when he was 11.
And
by
the way, can we follow her on Twitter?
Greg, you want the good news?
No, never on Twitter.
Okay, you want the good news?
Yeah.
It is Riley's a really sweet kid, and she very rarely is in trouble. But as she gets older, she will do things that are in trouble. All you have to do is threaten to take away the phone.
Yeah, we'll have to take away the iPad at the same time.
Right.
Though.
And if I say that to Jack, he will immediately lock in.
Yeah.
If you keep this up, I'm taking your phone for 2 days. Okay, sorry, Dad. Come on!
What is Riley's Instagram handle?
She is not going to have an Instagram.
Okay, no Instagram. Is she TikToking yet?
No. We got to take her off of TikTok because TikTok is a very bad
TikTok
spot.
Wait, now, Mace, did you end up staying on TikTok?
No. Okay. No, I deleted it because I don't want the Chinese.
If it's on your phone, you're
being
tracked by the Chinese. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I do not want that. So today was the first Blue Review.
Baseball.
Bergman, how'd it go? You and Clinton Yates.
I thought it went pretty good. He did it from New York. We got through probably too many topics. I think we want to shut it
down. How long did you go?
Probably about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that's a good little
maybe a little bit longer than I would like. Yeah,
a little nice size bite.
5 to 7 minutes tops is where I want to
be. Yeah, and then... did you get a word in edgewise with Clinton there? You did.
Yes. I started it off. I said, I'm going first.
Oh, nice.
That's smart. Mason, I'm going to...
It's on YouTube?
It will be up on YouTube soon. It's not there yet, but it will be on YouTube, and it will also be on the ESPN LA app.
Okay. Excellent.
Mason, I'm going to take a left turn here.
Okay.
The TVs in this studio are all screwed up because we've all been watching the tournament. Which has been on CBS, TNT, blah.
The talk on.
Now, I've never heard of this show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got
Jerry O'Connell,
three women,
Lisa Rinna,
and two men.
And people I don't recognize.
Okay. And then apparently they talk about everything?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's like The View with two guys.
And then they're bringing the rock on, apparently. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say right now, you should be on this show.
How?
Because you're more interesting than these five knuckleheads that are on here right
now. Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. I get your agent on it. You should
I'm
be
going
on the talk.
Okay, get on the talk. That's going to be item number one on
my list. I may have just
hurt
myself because if they do this live, then you can't do this
That's true.
Anymore.
I would have to leave this
but
show.
But I'm hoping that they taped it this morning.
Yes.
And then you just tape that in the morning and then come in here.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right.
I'm up for it.
Thought for the day.
I'm up for it.
Get somebody out there that has some juice, some pull. Get Mason on the show. All right.
Yeah, I should
I
at least be
kill
a,
it.
I should at least be a guest on a fill-in guy. I could fill in for Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. What do you mean?
I just think you should like add a third guy.
Oh,
there's three girls.
The View
and
three guys.
No, there's three girls and two guys.
Okay.
You should be the third guy.
Okay. I'll take that.
There you go.
I would take that. By the way, I don't know what it is today, but it actually is a happy Monday.
You're in a good mood?
I'm in a really good mood. Yeah.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah. Hashtag blessed.
Oh, I won't go that far.
Good afternoon.
That annoys people. Good afternoon. So, Lakers yesterday, I was surprised. I was listening to the game actually on the radio. I was listening
to
you guys
because I was driving somewhere. Could you hear the despair in my voice?
Yes. You kept saying, Yeah, but it's not over yet. Yeah, they can make a run. Remember, they came from whatever it was,
27 down in Dallas. One.
Yeah, you were very optimistic, but never got there.
Yeah, it was the most disappointing game of the season for me. And here's why. They have been so good defensively since the All-Star break. Didn't you tell me last week they were number one in defensive
efficiency?
Number one
since the trade deadline, yeah.
Okay, they've been so great. And yesterday in the first half, defense was non-existent. And then they kept turning the ball over. It was almost as if they thought it was a night game, and it started at 12:30. I looked at Michael at one point. I go, do we need to go down there and tell them that the game has already started? Because it was just – it. I know you're going to have games like that. We were all excited because LeBron came back early, and then it just – nothing went right. It was one of these games where the Lakers kept turning it over. They weren't playing any defense. Every time they made a run, they would blow themselves up.
Yep.
It was super disappointing. Well, the only thing that's saving them, Mace.
Yeah, LeBron came back, by the way, which is a huge surprise. I mean, I saw he was upgraded to doubtful, and I thought, well, maybe, you know, a couple of came back yesterday.
So one of the things that is kind of saving them is that a bunch of other teams are losing, too.
Yes.
The Warriors are losing. The Mavericks are losing. But I now think, as we go on this five-game road trip, the fifth, it's kind of 4.5 because the fifth game is a home game for
the Clippers. Right, with the Clippers, yeah.
But we leave tomorrow morning, five-game road trip. I think they have to go 3-2, minimum. 4-1 would be better. But if they have a losing road trip, I think they may be out. They could be on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
They may be out. And then after.
Because then they've only got two home games after that.
And they're
right?
hard.
Yeah. Utah and.
Phoenix with Durant.
Oh, yeah.
And I was all excited because last night Minnesota had to play at Golden State, and Golden State's been playing better lately.
Yep.
And then Minnesota beat them.
So I'm going to ask you, what about the amazing disappearing superstar Anthony Davis, who touched the ball, I guess shot the ball 8 times yesterday? How does Anthony Davis only shoot the ball 8 times in a game like yesterday?
It's a fair question. I will not place 100% of the blame on Anthony Davis because he can't give the ball to himself. Yesterday, Dennis Schroeder, LeBron, other people were bringing the
Although
ball.
Although he talked about the need to kick the ball out because they ran two bigs at him.
Right. But
he's Anthony Davis.
For example, on Friday night, he was unbelievable.
He was unbelievable Friday. That's Anthony Davis. Yesterday was not the Anthony Davis I expect.
I think part of that, too, has to come from the coaching staff, that if they look at that sheet and he only has 6 shots in the first half, that they say, all right, what are we doing?
But then he only had 2 shots in the second half.
Right.
So what are we doing was a really good question.
Right, but nobody, I mean, they just didn't get him the ball. Some of the times when he's at his most effective, he just goes in and gets rebounds and dunks on people. There wasn't a lot of that yesterday. And Vucevic got thrown out pretty early, and they had to bring Andre Drummond in. And Andre Drummond's like a mountain of a guy, so he's hard to move. But that was just such a disappointing game.
Yeah, really. And by the way, Patrick Beverley is a D-bag. I cannot stand Patrick Bev. The thing he did with LeBron, the too short thing, and then
I'll say this about
the thing
Pat
with Shannon Sharp, and he's like holding his nose.
When Pat Bev is on your team, he's fun. When he's on the other team, he's.
Though my understanding is when he was here, he was not fun.
I liked him.
Yeah, there's all kinds of reports that people inside didn't like him.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
but I also liked the team better since he got traded. So I have no problem with what they did.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's see if the Lakers wake up on Wednesday when we got to play in Chicago.
So you mentioned that yesterday at Crypto.com Arena, there was an issue with the power or the internet.
The internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story about somebody who lost power at a critical time this weekend. That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So I was at a party Saturday night, housewarming party for my friend Shane and Morgan, and I took a gummy, and I feel like I'm not at my best at a party on a gummy.
Well, why'd you take it?
Because I thought I'd be more fun, and instead I was just kind of like, duh. I had nothing.
Was it hybrid? Was it
indica? It was a hybrid, but I think I probably need a sativa if I'm going to go to a party, right?
Yeah, you need something that's up.
Yeah, because otherwise I was just like, duh.
And also, anytime you have any type of edible is going to bring you down.
Because everybody else is drinking.
Right.
Right? And that's supposed to, like everybody's drinking, everybody's got tequila and whatever, and they're all drinking, and I don't drink. So I tried my way, and I was just, duh.
You should have just, you know, had a drink that night.
Yeah, I should have.
That night.
You
can do it every once in a while.
I know. I'm done with drinking.
So,
unless I get an endorsement for a particular alcohol, then I'm all in.
I get an email newsletter from Mark Stein. I pay for Mark Stein's Substack.
Sure.
So we were just talking about Patrick Beverley.
Yep.
Here's what Stein wrote today about Beverley. Beverley seems to be doing the same thing in Chicago now that he did in Minneapolis last year. After his flatlining hometown Bulls decided they needed Beverly's unique injection of noise. His histrionics before and after Chicago's win over the Lakers were too much for me, but there's no denying, to my surprise, the Bulls are 10-5 since signing him.
So
that's what I mean. If he's with you, you like him because he's stirring stuff up.
Yeah.
But if he's against you, he's a pain in the ass.
Yesterday, he's a real D-bag. All right. By the way, this is from @RealZa. Ireland trying to send Venice Mace to the show The Talk and sending Bergman home for the day is some kind of Game of Thrones thing.
Ooh.
It really isn't.
It really is. It's like,
I wouldn't mind.
Let's move everybody up. Bergman's home.
But
Mason's
think about
on
it.
The talk. It's all Ireland.
But Ireland and Jorge.
Yeah, think about it, though.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm out of here for a week.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, everything I got to say, I'm emptying the tank today.
Correct, tomorrow.
Mason. But why are you trying to get rid of us then?
No, for you, I was trying to do you a favor, because your daughter's
sick.
And I think Mason doesn't have to miss the show to do the talk. I only want Mason to go do the talk if he can still do this show.
Right.
But I think he should be on the talk because he's more interesting than these Yahoos.
Yeah, I definitely.
Take a whole week, man. What are you talking
about?
I'm
way more interesting than Jerry O'Connell. I'm just going to tell you that right
Except
now.
Except isn't Jerry O'Connell married to a supermodel, Bergman?
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know if they connect, but yes,
I think
so.
What does that have anything to do with
it?
Just because you're married to somebody,
he can tell stories about supermodels.
It's for old ladies in the middle of the day.
Who's he married to?
Rebecca Romaine.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a pretty good one to be.
No, that is. That is very good. Oh, you know, I was going to play this for you, John. This was the big moment from last week. Listen.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
What a fortunate moment.
I forgot to get that in yesterday.
Didn't get in?
I'll get it in on the road trip. Yeah,
well, there was no fortunate moments to get into when
true.
You're down by 20.
Friday I could have done it.
Yeah, there was no fortunate moment. Except LeBron coming back. What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
Yeah, I could have done that.
All right, so you're a play-by-play guy. Ken Lavica is a play-by-play guy. He does the FAU games.
Oh, what a magical run he's on.
So, final minute of the FAU game to go to the Final Four.
Okay.
They beat Kansas State, right?
Yeah. But they've been great. They've been rolling everybody.
Ken Lavica lost all power.
I was two seats away from you. I felt awful.
That's Andy Katz.
Power went out. This is the call of your life. FAU going to the Final Four. How did you handle not knowing if you'd be able to make the call because you were gone for, what, 30 seconds or so?
30 seconds or so. So all of the Ethernet along this front row here at Madison Square Garden went out with 18 and 6:10 seconds left. And we actually got saved by a Kansas State layup and a timeout called by Jerome Tang that gave me time to scramble. And you saw me, Andy. It was getting a little rough. My life's dream is crumbling before me. I grab from that second table an Ethernet cord, plug it into my broadcast equipment. One of my teammates from ESPN West Palm in West Palm Beach sitting next to me held the Comrex unit while I called the final 15 seconds of the game, and the day was saved.
Woo!
That's, by the way, that's nice improvising on their part.
It is. The dial-up sound.
Yeah, I don't know if people know now that all of our games that we do remotely from the road are internet-based.
Right.
We used to have a thing called an ISDN line,
yes,
which is a little inside radio, but it was basically a direct line so we could broadcast back, you know, from New York to L.A. You know, it was fiber. It was good.
Right.
Now, we're at the mercy of the internet. If the internet goes out, game over.
So, FAU's Ken LaVica did get on just in time, and here was the call.
Recession. For a second, good as well. Kansas State doesn't have any timeouts. The inbound from Sills. Here comes Noel up the near side, left front court. 3 seconds now, two. Noel throws it, Masood, high right. It's stepped away by Davis. He stole it. Florida Atlantic is going to the Final Four. One of the most improbable stories in college basketball history has just played out in New York City. Houston, you have a problem. Florida Atlantic is coming to town looking for a trophy. Florida Atlantic 79, Kansas State 76. FAU is going to the Final Four.
Well, that would have been a bummer if he missed the opportunity to do that.
That's a good call. That's a really good call.
You think he wrote that down? Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, you have a problem.
You have
FAU
a problem.
FAU is coming to town. Right.
You think he wrote that ahead of time like Nance?
I don't know. Ireland, do you think he wrote that down in advance? Yes.
I think he had it in the back of his head.
He had that.
Yeah, like me with LeBron. I had that Prince song in the back of my head, and so when he did it, I just did it to the Prince song.
Jim Nance always had. Like, this will be his last one. I'm sure he's written a line already.
I think Cappy will have to confirm this for me later. But do you know who the San Diego State radio play-by-play guy is? You know him.
Is it Ted Leitner?
I think it is.
Still?
I think Ted Leitner, who is absolute legend
in
San Diego.
He's a great guy.
Been around forever. At one point, he was making more money than anyone on the Padres roster. Remember
when
the Padres did the fire sale?
Yeah, he was big. He was big.
But now I think he's out of TV news, and I'm pretty sure that one of his jobs is San Diego State radio play-by-play. So maybe I'll see Ted.
If that's true, we should bring Ted on. Look at Bergman. He's like,
why do you want all these people on?
All these.
What are you going to say to him that you think is going to be so interesting?
We've known him for years.
No, Ted Leitner.
Ted's a great guy.
He would be a great guy.
He's legendary.
Too. Yeah. And
I'm not saying anything bad about Leitner.
All right. So Ted Leitner. Yeah. Here's a couple things about Ted Leitner. Only guy. And I was so jealous that he had the juice to pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
Every night when he did sports at 5, 6, and 11, no scripts.
No script at all.
He just went out there and
winged it. Oh, he
won
it. Let's go with wung it.
But he was, and it was great.
Yeah, fantastic. And he was in Philly.
Right.
And had no interest at all in hockey.
He did that in San Diego, too.
He goes,
here's the hockey highlights. He showed two guys fighting for 5 seconds.
Right.
He goes, moving on to baseball.
Moving on. Yeah. He was not popular in Philly.
He went to a hockey game once in San Diego,
yep,
and the crowd, he was just sitting there,
yep,
in the stands, and the crowd was, Leitner, you suck, for like 20 minutes. And he would just say, why am I here? What am I doing?
So really, you don't want Ted Leitner on the show?
I just don't know why people would find it interesting to have
Ted
Leitner.
What about if we find it interesting? This is like when I wanted Jordan Rodriguez on the show, and you said, no, it's going to be really boring. And then it turned out to be really great.
Well, no, because you went after her.
Why do
you
not?
You agreed to go after her.
Why do you not trust us when we say something's going to be entertaining? You're really having a bad day.
Not at all. Just like, who do you think is listening? You're like, oh, I can't wait to hear Ted Leitner.
It's what we
do. You know what
state?
You know what station he's on?
No,
he's on KGB. Bergman, do you know what KGB is famous for? The radio station in San Diego.
Isn't that a Russian mob?
No. But it's something.
Rock and roll station.
Yep, you know, right?
No, I know. I know it's a rock and roll station.
Okay, KGB it gave birth to Ted Gianulis. Do you guys know who that is?
The San Diego Chicken.
The San Diego Chicken was a... It was like one of Morales' bits at the radio station. It was the KGB Chicken.
Yep.
And he was so good at it that he left there and just came up with his own identity, and now minor league baseball teams hire
him
to
go all... Made a career. Let's get Ted Gianulis on the show. How about Ted? Two Teds. Ted Leitner and Ted Gianulis.
Ted Day. We'll just get a whole bunch of people named Ted.
I think that's fantastic.
We could just have a day full of Teds. Give me all the Teds.
All Ted, all day.
Yeah, that'd be a good show.
That'd be a good show. But it'll never happen.
Because it would require Bergman to book a guest.
By the way, after FAU won, Charles Barkley.
What did you make of what the Owls were able to do tonight, Chuck?
Well, not just tonight. It's incredible what they've accomplished. Tonight was the final cream of the cake, I guess.
Cherry on top.
Icing on the cake.
There was a carrot in there. There was all kind of food being mentioned.
He had this one. Paul, he picked this one as soon as he came in. Give him this one.
He's been on a diet. No.
Carrots and carrot cake.
It was the final carrot on the cake or cherry or icing or whatever.
Yeah. You know, nobody around here ever messes up what they're saying.
No. Well, when we do, what happens? It gets played back over and over and over again, which is what we're doing with Barkley. If we say something stupid, it immediately goes on a loop.
Yes,
Patrick Beverly is a D-bag. You know, that one you can definitely keep. All right, coming up next for you, you're going to spin the wheel of questions. Ireland's wheel today. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, this is a very John Ireland wheel question.
Death.
Yes, the person that dies.
Yep.
Is one of you.
Oh.
Okay, so here it is.
All right, I know who you're all picking.
No. It's going to be you, Greg. Greg, I'll have you go first.
All right.
You're being held at gunpoint.
Oh boy.
And you're asked for a reason not to pull the trigger. What do you say?
I want to see my daughter grow up.
Good line. Pivot to a kid. Jorge, you could play the same card.
Yeah, I'm playing the same one. Exact same one. She's younger, too.
Mace?
I want to see Sophie grow up.
Who's Mason's dog?
16 years old.
No. She's 16. I want to see her grow up. Plus, he'll think I have a daughter.
Right. Yeah. You know what I say? Pull it.
No, you do not.
Because he won't do it.
Oh, you want to do it? You challenge him?
He's trying to scare me.
You feel lucky, punk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really? You're going to kill me?
Go ahead. Make my day.
Tell him. I'll give you a ticket for Mandy's 2.
Oh, ticket for Mandy's 2.
That'll absolutely
Do we have a date yet for Mandy's 2? Everybody's asking.
It is not.
It's in early June, I'm being told. Okay. That's the only as far as they'll go.
Early June. By the way, a lot of people say we should have a TED Talk. All TEDs on one day. It'll be a TED Talk.
But I can't think of any other Teds besides Ted Leitner.
Ted Leitner, Ted Gianulis, Ted Danson, Ted Lasso, and Ted from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Those are all Ted McGinley.
Oh, Ted McGinley is another good one.
Is Ted Nugent too out there now?
He's pretty out there.
That's fine. You can go Ted Nugent.
Yeah, sure.
He's super political now.
Super
political. You don't want that.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't do politics on the show. That's a firm rule.
Off the air.
Off the air, we talk.
Well, if we could talk to Ted Nugent about music, I would do it. But yeah, if he's going to get all
political on us,
goofy. How about Ted from the movie Ted?
That's right.
Ted, the bear,
Bear,
Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Talking bear. Ted Nugent, Ted Leitner, Ted Gianulis, Ted Danson, Ted Lasso, Ted from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and Ted from the movie Ted.
Have you guys seen that commercial that runs all throughout?
Line them up for a TED Talk.
All throughout the tournament, where the young couple sitting on the couch and just say, it's an ad for Geico.
Yeah,
and the young couple says, "We have our first home, and we're making some money, and we're doing well, but we have ants."
Yes.
And it's actual ants.
Yes.
Like women.
Yes.
And the first ant walks in and goes, "You're slouching again, Ted."
Yeah.
And the next one goes, is in the refrigerator going, "Expired.
Expired." Well,
expired.
You know this commercial well.
Because they run it every
lot
break.
Of house.
Yeah.
Hope you can keep it clean.
That's Lisa, my wife.
Did you follow me on Facebook?
My wife has four aunts that are all like those
really?
Aunts. Yeah. And she just, Lisa loves them. Can't get enough of them. So whenever they're over at her house, that's what they do.
I can't stand my aunts. I like Aunt Linda, but Aunt Kay, Aunt Anna, Aunt Fran.
Aunt
terrible.
Barbara, Lisa's Aunt Barbara.
Yeah.
We should put on the air because she's nuts. And
oh,
she'll
is she?
Just say a whole bunch of wacky
stuff. Well, Aunt
Kay's
crazy too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to see who's crazier?
Aunt Kay wore a blonde wig and went to Tiger Woods golf tournament. That's Aunt Kay. Yeah. She's nutty.
Does everybody have an Aunt Barbara? I have an Aunt Barbara. I know a lot of people that have Aunt Barbaras.
No.
It just kind of fits.
Not everybody does not. No, I do not. And
you should
Jorge
have an
does
Barbara.
Not. So it's two
Jorge, you don't? No Aunt Barbara?
I do not. No, no Barbara.
All right, I guess that theory's wrong.
I wanted to. Oh, but what? I got a new Apple iPhone.
Okay. I need your guys' advice.
Yeah.
All right. I have an issue with my iPhone.
Yeah.
And this just started and I don't know how to fix it.
Okay.
Whenever someone calls and leaves me a voicemail,
yeah.
It doesn't show up on my phone until a week later.
Oh.
Like today I got four voicemails all from last week.
Now do you even answer voicemails?
Not very. No, not a lot of people leave them. But I did. I got four voicemails.
From a week ago.
Yeah. What's with the delay? How do I fix
it? How much space do you have on your phone?
I think plenty.
Do you have a trigabyte?
I don't even know what a trigabyte is.
That's what you have on your phone. I got one with a trigabyte of memory.
Terabyte.
Terabyte. There's no such thing as trigabyte.
You say terabyte, I say trigabyte.
No, you say Siri, I say Siri.
I got one
The listeners are clamoring Bergman for Ted Leitner.
Everybody clamoring. How many? Okay, Leitner. When you say clamoring,
yeah.
How many people are clamoring?
One.
All right.
Yes.
Clamoring.
Yes.
They're all coming
it's
after.
It's Carlo Angelo says, "Bring on Uncle Teddy. Go Aztec.
Uncle Teddy, bring him on."
Okay.
By the way,
I got someone on Instagram. King Louie says, yeah. "Ted Leitner equals snore. Oh. Get someone entertaining and fun to interview that's under 50." Oh, Teddy Bruschi, he says too.
Teddy Bruschi.
Oh yeah,
he would
do it. Yeah.
My phone, I got purple as the background.
It doesn't look purple from here.
I know it doesn't really look. It's,
why?
It's purple.
Why purple?
Now is this you're part of that Apple thing where whatever they come out with a new product, you just get it right.
The upgrade
correct.
Plan.
Yeah, yeah, I upgrade. I upgrade when I can. So I got purple because this will sound stupid. Because your purple is your third eye chakra. That's why I got it. Purple rain. There you go. That's why I got it. By the way, I put out what my proposed new tattoo is going to be. Did anybody see it?
You're getting a new tattoo?
No, I want to get a new tattoo. I put it out on Twitter. I've not seen really the Twitter reaction to it yet. It's interesting. It will go on my right shoulder.
Black and white or with color?
Black and white.
Oh, so no purple?
There's some color.
No purple.
There is.
There's a touch of red in that. Yeah, there's a little bit of red in that. What do you think?
What is it?
Hanuman. It's the god of daring, strength, and loyalty.
Right, but what significance does that have to you?
I am very daring.
No,
am
you're
I not.
Not?
Are you kidding me? Who else do you think dives on the ground for a pickleball?
I'm daring.
No, you dive on the ground in sports because you're a klutz.
No, because I'm trying to make big plays. I'm a guy that tries to make big
Anyone
plays.
Anyone who saw you falling. Trying to Plus, jump over the bar or saw you in the celebrity basketball game knows that you just fall because you're uncoordinated.
Plus strength, I've got great guns, and
loyalty. No guns.
I've got great loyalty to you, except that one time when I almost allowed you to be fired. I actually did allow you to be fired.
There was a firing that took place.
There was definitely a firing. All right. Anyway, iPhone experience, the Apple Store experience. I hope every places like that. They do such a great job. I was very happy with it. Thank you, Brianna.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you like Dan Le Batard?
I do like Dan Le Batard.
So do I.
I love his podcast. It's great.
But, so we had Stephen A. on there.
Yes.
And he came at Stephen A. basically saying that Stephen A. and Skip Bayless have ruined television. Here's what it sounded like.
I hate what you two have done to sports television.
You can say that all you want to. I would say, who the hell are you to sit up there and say me and him? What about you? Where the hell were you? Living under a rock? Teaching at Miami U? You were part of it too?
I'm talking.
You ain't innocent?
I'm talking about all the imitators that you have birthed. All of the imitators that are all over the place thinking without the journalism credentials that the point of all this is to turn it into an argument on television.
Well, I would take umbrage at what you're saying in this regard, Dan. Those people who don't have a journalism background, who don't exercise journalistic ethics and beyond, how are we responsible for that?
All right. Who's right there?
Dan.
Stephen A. is.
Dan is right.
Here's why. Nobody has done more to dumb down the medium than Le Batard.
I disagree with that. I think he's just honest and real.
Okay.
He's honest and real. I would say that First Take, there's nothing honest about it. It's all souped up hot takes that are planned beforehand, and you have to be crazy.
Steve, who wins the AFC West this year?
There you go.
Well, five words for you. I believe in Mark Sanchez.
That was my hard take.
And Mark Sanchez, I don't think ever played Denver after that. No, but the point is that Le Batard gave us Stu Gatz, who's really good and really funny.
Sure.
But, I mean, that's not broadcast journal. I mean, Stu Gatz is a paid idiot.
Right, but that's not... I don't think that First Take is about journalism. I think it's about having a big, great big take, and it leads people to do stupid things.
So,
like Kendrick Perkins saying, only white guys, they only won the MVP because they're white.
But what that Le Batard does since he stopped writing for the Miami Herald is journalism.
He's real. He's a real guy. He's not a journalist. He's saying he hates...
No, he's saying...
Dan Le Batard is not saying he's a journalist.
No, yes, he is.
No, I don't... I listened to it again. He's not saying that he's a journalist.
No, he's saying that
he's a podcaster who talks about stuff.
Right, but his point is that Stephen A. and Skip have given birth to a bunch of sports screamers.
Sure, a bunch of sports take... You know,
hot
you gotta have
guys.
A crazy hot take.
Right.
Even though it's not real. People just take on stuff because they think it'll juice up... the audience.
Somebody just came up with a great one.
Yeah.
But he's dead.
Yeah.
Ted Knight.
Oh, Ted Knight. I thought of him, but
Mayor Lou.
So good. I think that Le Batard is right. I mean, I think that everybody goes on that show has to scream and yell. And by the way, that's not a bad thing. Like, I love Mad Dog on there. He screams and yells. I mean, I think the screaming and the yelling and the I know everything and this is my take and all that stuff, I wouldn't say that it has destroyed the sports medium, but I do think it is souped up and pre-planned.
Yeah.
And isn't about journalism.
And Dan is?
No, he's not trying to be. Dan is not trying to be a journalist. He's just a podcaster now. He has a great big show. I saw his executive producer just left. Really funny guy. He liked British expressions. I mean, it's just goofiness. I'm not a journalist at all. I'm not in the slightest.
Play that again, and I think if you listen, Dan has journalistic credentials.
He does.
I mean, he was a columnist in Miami.
But I don't
think
he's. I don't think he's trying to be a journalist.
And I hate what
you want it.
Yeah,
I hate what you two have done to sports television.
You can say that all you want to. I would say, who the hell are you to sit up there and say me and him? What about you? Where the hell were you living under a rock, teaching at Miami U? You were part of it too.
I'm talking about all the imitators that you have birthed. All of the imitators that are all over the place thinking without the journalism credentials that the point of all this is to turn it into an argument on television.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. In other words, First Take doesn't exist unless there's an argument. Dan's a podcaster. Yes, he used to write in the paper and he used to be, but even while he was at ESPN, he was making fun of ESPN. He's not like, I've got sources who tell me, people inside or my people are saying, he's not any of that. He's not, that's not his game.
Right, but
it's just like it's not mine. I'm not a journalist.
I think him calling out Stephen A. when his show is even less journalistic than Stephen A.'s.
He's not trying to do journalism.
Right, but then you can't have it both ways.
Of course you can. I'm allowed to say what I say, which is I think that Stephen A. that First Take induces yelling. I'm allowed to say that. I'm not a journalist. I don't have any journalistic credentials. I can talk about how I feel as a viewer of that show. I watch it every single day, but I have no illusion that it's real. We have done it. The takes are pre-planned. I'll say this, you'll say that. Journalism doesn't have much to do with that. I'm not saying Stephen A. is not a journalist, certainly talks to people, but these are souped up takes that aren't necessarily real.
When was the last time you actually listened to Dan Lebatard's show and just didn't see the clips that come online? Because that show is actually very smart, and he has a lot
right.
of takes.
And I would argue a lot very of opinions journalistic.
But not, very journalistic.
But he's
does
not
have
a yelling
that.
Guy. He's
no,
not a yelling
he's
guy.
He's very calm. He right. kind of does what everybody here wants
he's
to do.
He's having a conversation.
He has a conversation, and he has a bunch of people that all work around him, and yes. they're kind of the comedy. When he talks with a lot of gravitas behind what he's saying.
Right.
He's very,
he's
very smart.
He's not citing sources. He's not doing any of that stuff.
For him to say, I hate what you've done to sports television, I completely agree with how Stephen A. responded to that. What do you mean me? What about you? You gave us Stugatz.
Yeah, but that all it is an opinion, because he's an opinion guy, and he's saying, and he's not yelling it. He's just saying, I hate what you've done to TV sports. Now, I watch Stephen A. every day. I never watch Skip. I never like Skip at all. But I watch Stephen A. every single morning. First Take is on when I get up. I especially love during football season when Michael Irving is there. Or I love when Chris Russo, Mad Dog, is there. But I watch it every single day. But I have no illusion that that's not people yelling because the show is supposed to be yelling.
Leonard DiCaprio.
Exactly. Exactly.
Leonard DiCaprio.
Leonard DiCaprio. Was that Mad Dog? That was Mad
yeah.
Dog.
Leonard
yeah.
DiCaprio.
Oh, he's the best. I love that guy. All right, coming up next for you, I want to do a little Dodgers. Last night was the first
When's
game.
When's opening day?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay. So
it's opening night for them.
And where are they?
They're here.
Okay.
Yeah, so against open two. Against Arizona here okay. with Julio Urías on the mound. So,
hey, Bergman, the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase.
Oh, there you
There's
go.
There's another one.
Lindsay probably has that number.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I want to ask you this. What is the most ideal Dodger lineup for Kay. This year?
Okay.
The most I've sketched one out. Most ideal Dodger lineup as we get started on Thursday. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.